snap to Jay. Jay giving a look. Now Jay about to leave the pocket. And as he throws high up the middle, caught at the 40-yard line.
ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook, brought to you by Tempur-Pedic.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall. I'm Tom Thayer, and this is Thayer's Playbook on ChicagoBears.com. Today, we're going to look at the multiple roles of Martellus Bennett. Here, I like to just refer to him as the big target, because when you look at Martellus Bennett in a stand-up position, flexed off the line of scrimmage, he is a coverage nightmare. They put a defensive end over it. They have linebacker secondary coverage. But when you got Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey on the same side, there's not going to be a lot of double coverages to Martellus Bennett. So look at Martellus Bennett run upfield. As these safeties are attracted to the two wide receivers of the Chicago Bears, they allow Martellus Bennett to run upfield. You look at Jay's pocket presence. He understands that he's going to have an opening as long as he shuttles to his right. But now as the defender starts folding around, there's going to be pressure in his face. This pressure is going to come. The target has to recognize it. Look at the big target in the middle of the field for the big catch. That's what Martellus Bennett does. He loves to do it, loves to catch the ball. But let's look at a couple aspects of his job that are just as important as this 22-yard reception. Let's take a look at Martellus Bennett a little bit further in the game. We talk about dual roles. Martellus Bennett here, he's going to be the left tackle's best friend, lined up right next to him, making the path of that outside rusher have some length to it. So as we put this play in motion, watch Martellus Bennett's responsibilities. Immediate pressure here by the linebacker defensive end. Martellus Bennett, big chip for the left tackle. Look at Bushrod in perfect position, doesn't even have to touch the defensive end. But the key here is after Martellus stops the defensive end's rush, he gets out in the pass pattern, and again, Jay Cutler identifies his target, gets the ball to Martellus Bennett, turns it upfield for the first down catch. This is a big play because now it changes coverages, responsibilities, and the thought process is how you're going to rush to that left side or both sides when Martellus is in the game. Now, this is going to be the last play for Martellus Bennett. Pay attention to him. Lined up on the line of scrimmage. The last time we saw him flexed off the line of scrimmage, a lot of different roles he can do. He can go into motion, he can block the defensive end, or he can be involved in the run scheme. Here, on the line of scrimmage, power position. Watch the footwork of Martellus Bennett, because that's the biggest influence in order for him to attain proper blocking position. But here, let's watch Martellus Bennett, because when he put in motion, he's first going to take a strike step to the defensive end. Now, this defensive end's got to widen out because he thinks that Martellus Bennett's going to try to hook him to get to the outside. So as he widens out, he gets himself out of a tackling position. Now he's got to come upfield to the outside of Martellus. But with the footwork of the running backs, the two steps to the left, they're going to hold this inside linebacker. And the reason is, this is the guy that Martellus Bennett has to get to. In order for this play to succeed, when Michael Bush is going to run it back, he cuts back towards Martellus' block. Look at him get into perfect blocking position. Again, hands inside, and he has his head in front of the defender. No one is able to touch him. That is the key element to Martellus Bennett. Not only is he a big target in the center of the field, he's a relief target against blitzes after blocking. He's also a very good point of attack tight end blocker.
Cutler takes and gives. Michael Bush now running away. 30, 25, 20. Bush is going to go. 10, 5, end zone touchdown.
Again, you have to have multiple roles if you're going to succeed in this offense. And if you're a receiver, you better be a good blocker. Watch Martellus Bennett. Good example. Thanks for watching Thayer's Playbook on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook, brought to you by Tempur-Pedic.